Hi there, everybody, and welcome back here to another bite-sized political podcast. And we're going to talk about Monty Python being cancelled. Yep, we're going to get to that in a second. But just before we get there, remember, tomorrow's Sunday, and that means our special 30-minute podcast goes out on the premium podcast channel. It's available for free. You just need to subscribe to that platform. So can I ask you, if you haven't clicked the link and are following that platform, do that now. I'll give you a second to do that. And as I gather my breath to talk about, well, the cancellation of Monty Python, or more specifically, I suppose, I'm talking about, of course, Terry Gilliam, who was the American in the Pythons. And he's hit out at cancel culture after a theatre cut a show following trans rights comments. So Terry Gilliam, who had previously made controversial comments about trans rights, had his production of Into the Woods cut by the Old Vic Theatre in November of last year. He is hit out at what he calls the neo-Calvinists after a London theatre cancelled his production without explanation. Yeah, Terry, sorry, saws, but you are cancelled. The decision came shortly after the filmmaker threw his backing behind the US comedian Dave Chappelle, urging people to watch his contentious new Netflix show in a Facebook post. Mr. Gilliam has also made several controversial comments about transgender rights, saying he identifies as a black lesbian, and he described the hashtag MeToo movement as a witch hunt. And of course, he's been proven absolutely right in all regards. Speaking about his cancellation, he said, quote, "I refer to them, the staff at the Old Vic, as neo-Calvinists. They are totally close-minded. To them, there's only one truth and there's only one way of looking at the world. Well, F you is my answer to them." And Gilliam said his wife keeps telling him to stay out of controversial topics before adding, "I have a head, so it goes above the parapet sometimes to see what's up there." Referring to the Old Vic's decision, he said, "I think it's very sad. They've allowed a small group of kids to dictate to them or to intimidate them." So Terry Gilliam, he was born in 1940, so I guess he's 82 years old. So he's no youngster anymore. Like all the Pythons, he's getting on. He sort of says that when he came to the UK, he thought it was an expansive place. It was all about exploring issues. The world had all these possibilities. But now, he says, it's going in the opposite direction. It's imploding. It's any thought that makes me feel uncomfortable, I have to be protected from. Well, he's right. That's exactly how the left are. He says, at universities, when a lecturer comes in, the ideas are so disturbing that students have to go into a safe room where they can hold hands and recover from these ideas. When universities say, we want our students to be comfortable, what the bleep are they talking about? University is all about expanding minds. When asked had he any regrets, Mr. Gilliam replied, "When I announced I was a black lesbian, the anger was not from LGBT people or black people. It was from people who felt they had to defend these victims of Gilliam's joke. The activists, they love the idea of other people's victimhood so they can be defenders." And on the subject of trans, Gilliam also made, I think, a very fair comment when he said, "Look, as somebody said, movements often start with a genuine sense of wrong. But if it's successful and becomes a business, the business keeps growing and then they become rackets." Now, to be fair, Terry Gilliam's production Into the Woods is now on at the Theatre Royal in Bath, with shows running from mid-August to September. In fact, actually, when I was over in Bath in June, I'm sure I saw a poster advertising Into the Woods. So this is, you know, the world in which sadly we find ourselves, where small groups of activists control everything. And talking of Monty Python, I saw John Cleese recently in the last week or so sort of making similar comments, insofar as he's confident that if, you know, the BBC of 2022 would simply not allow Monty Python to make any programs because They made stuff that was edgy, that challenged narratives at the time. Some of it's quite old-fashioned now, I think. But at the time, it challenged things, and they did things, some things that shocked, I suppose. I suppose I was very young, but I really enjoyed Monty Python. I'm not sure it's aged as well as Fawlty Towers, by the way, but it's what it is. It's off its time. But Cleese is right. You wouldn't get away with doing those things. They made all kinds of jokes about all kinds of groups. Lots of the jokes were at the expense of the establishment, actually. So, yeah, they were an anti-establishment comedy gang, I guess, who became very much establishment, it has to be said. But at this point in their lives, certainly with Terry Gilliam, to a lesser degree with John Cleese, I guess they still push back a little bit against the system. And that's when they discover that doesn't matter how big you are, activists will come after you and they will do everything possible to get you cancelled. So even Monty Python is not exempt from cancellation. And all it takes for these people to do, these extreme trans activists, is for a small number of them to get organized, make enough phone calls to theaters, to cinemas, and they can get their targets just taken down. And the institutions taking them down have no shame, or they've got no backbone, they'll just go along with it. So frankly, rather like Monty Python's Norwegian blue parrot, freedom of speech is an ex-freedom of speech. It has ceased to be, and in the UK, or at least it's well on the way to no longer existing. And that's why, you know, it's quite poignant, really, to listen to Terry Gilliam talk about the fact that just because he jokes about being a black trans lesbian, his production gets cancelled. Thanks for listening.